What would the players be thinking about at this time?
It's always great expectations, and I think at this stage now, it's you know, he's taken a squad of 30 away, and the players are thinking, you know, I want to be in that 23, and it'd be a bit nerve wracking. And they're just hoping that they're going to be the name, you know, one in the 23 that goes on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, what's it like when you're in that when that moment arrives when you have to, you decide if you're in or you're out?
It's almost like waiting for your school report. You know what I mean? You're waiting for your parents to call you in and say to you, well, you've done well or you haven't done well. Excuse me, sorry.
Do that one. Give it a second. just start that one from the
top. Yeah.
So what's it like when you're waiting to find out whether you're in the final 23?
It's almost like waiting for you, like your school report, you know, if your parents to call you in and say you've done well or you haven't done well, you know, managers at the end of the corridor, and you're going in one by one, and you know, you've got players coming out elated, and you're waiting for your time, and you know, the ones that come out disappointing, you're hoping you're not going to be one of those ones. So it's a pretty grueling time, really.
Yeah.
I mean, just waiting there to see whether you're packing your bags and going home, or whether you're packing your bags and getting on the plane.
And of course, the strikers, there's five in there at the moment. Maybe he'll go down to four for the final tournament. How do you see it?
Yeah, it's you know, I think it's going to be tough because he's going to leave one of the boys out. And when you look at who he's probably going to leave out, I think it's going to be tough for any of them. You know, Jermaine Defoe's played well this season. You know, Wayne Rooney's a definite. You know, we know Wayne Rooney's going to go. You look at Peter Crouch's record in an England shirt, and you're saying because of that record, he's got to go. And then it's only one from three after that, really. Jermaine Defoe has been a preferred pair, and he scored a few goals for England this season, so you'd like to think he'd go. He tends to like Emil Heskey because he feels like Wayne Rooney can play off Emil Heskey. But the one thing I will say about that is this season, Wayne Rooney has shown that he can play up front on his own as well. So I'm not sure if that's an important role for England as it was perhaps maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got some decisions tonight. You know, Darren Brent scored 26 goals this season. So, you know, he will feel that he should go.
And, of course, you've worked closely with Jermaine and Peter at Spurs. How do they compare as players? They're chalk and cheese, really, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, Peter, you know, gives you a different option in that. If you've got a problem at the back, you can launch one up there and know that Peter might get something on it. He may be able to hold it up. I think Jermaine's works on his holding up of the ball this season, but he certainly hasn't got the height or the presence that Peter or an Emil Heskey has got. So they're different types of players in and around the box. You know, Jermaine's electric and can score something out, and I think that, you know, Peter gives you a different option. And as I said with Peter, when you look at his record in an England shirt, you know, you feel you've got to take him just because of that.
Yeah, I mean, Jermaine went off the boil a little bit in terms of his goals towards the end of the season. Was he 100% fit or just struggling a little bit there, do you think?
Yeah, he was 100% fit. He started the season on fire, and you know, we all know that centre forwards have lulls in the season. Unfortunately, he's came right at the end of the season when he probably didn't want it to come. You know, it was a time where you want to keep yourself in the public eye and in the manager's eye. But I think Mr. Capello knows what Jermaine can do on a daily basis, and he won't be too concerned about that.